This is Dakota Datebook for September 12th. Perhaps the most violent moment in Dakota territorial politics was the killing of the territorial secretary in 1873. General Edwin Stanton McCook was a distinguished Civil War veteran and one of the Fighting McCooks, a prominent Union military family. In February of 1872, President Grant appointed McCook as Secretary of Dakota Territory. McCook, soon afterward, arrived in the capital city of Yankton with his family. McCook was an ally of Dakota Territory's governor, John Burbank, who many residents resented for his long absences and financial self-interests. McCook's assailant was a banker named Peter Wintermute, who clashed with McCook at a public meeting in Yankton regarding railroad conflicts. Wintermute repeatedly insulted and threatened to shoot McCook over a personal grievance. McCook then beat Wintermute and even thrust his face into a spittoon. The two men separated, but later, during a speech at the meeting, Wintermute shot a pistol several times at McCook, hitting him in the chest. Despite being shot, McCook still had the strength to grab Wintermute and nearly put him out a window. A justice of the peace subdued Wintermute, and McCook was carried to his room in a nearby hotel. Physician Walter Burley, the namesake of Burley County, examined the wound, but little could be done. McCook was able to see his wife and son before he died, but at 7 o'clock in the morning on this date in 1873, he was pronounced dead. He was only 36 years old. After 2 years of court proceedings that included 3 indictments and 2 trials, Wintermute was ultimately acquitted. He left Yankton 2 days after his acquittal, but his finances and his health had suffered during his prosecution. He died from tuberculosis at age 45 in 1877 at his father's home in New York. This Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Marie Offutt.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.